the queen, like the mother of the king, there'll be a danger. So Mishum Shalom Malchus, it's mutter to take money from the goyim. We'll see later on about this. But I called upon him, she gave money to Rabbi Yosef and told him, use it for a mitzvah, rabbah, for a big mitzvah. So Yosef, Rabbi Yosef sat down, he went to think in, my mitzvah, rabbah, what's sin of the big mitzvah, what should I use it for? In other words, he wanted to use it the way she said, otherwise there'd be an issa, they says of Gneivas Das. Like there's an issa, Gneivas Das, not to fool a person, even to a guy. Here, if the guy gave you money to use for a big mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it for a small mitzvah. It would be an issa of Gneivas Das, stealing their mind, if we would do different. So therefore he sat down to think, what's considered a big mitzvah? Omalai Abaye told him, Midatoni Rashi Mubai Yehuda, since he learned that ain't place can stock on Yisayimim, a fiddle of pigeon shvuyin, he said, we don't collect money from Yisayimim, even for this big mitzvah of pigeon shvuyin, to redeem a person that was captured by the Goyim. So what do you see from this Lashon? Shema Midi from here is the proof that pigeon shvuyin, mitzvah rabba, that's considered a big mitzvah. And he has to speak out, even this big mitzvah to collect money to redeem shvuyim, we do not do from Yisraelim. But that's called a big mitzvah. So, that's looking at the Shema Amino, pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabbi. Omale rovo l'rabba ba'mori. So Rav says to Rabba ba'mori, minoha milsa, how do we know this inyan? The Yomar Rabbonin, the pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabbi. How do we know this? That pidyon shvuyim is considered a great mitzvah. So Amalei said back to him, the pasuk says, "Vaho yuki yomru alecha." On the night, when people's chayis will say back to them, "Where should we go?" The Amartalim should say to them, "Koyamar Hashem, Asher lamovis lamovis." The people that did chatoim are supposed to be die will die. V'asher lacheriv lacheriv. The one that's supposed to be killed through a sword will be killed by a sword. V'asher larov larov. The one that's supposed to be in hunger will be in hunger. Vashelishvi lashevi, and the one that's supposed to be captured will be captured. So this pasuk is saying all the different punishments that will happen to the people. Now the Omer Reb Yechanan kolam ulchor bepasuk zeh kosher mechaderoi. The last punishment that says in this pasuk is worse than the punishments before. So that's what we're going to end up saying that shevi, to be captured, that's the worst type of a misa. So therefore, to save somebody from shevi pidyon shvuyin is a tremendous mitzvah. Why? It sounds like this now. Cherev kosher mimavis. To have your head chopped off with a sword is worse than stand being killed. Like the skila maybe. Why? Boy Yisema one teretz is, Kru, I have a pasuk for this. Boy Yisema svara, also have a svara. Boy Yisema svara, have a svara. Hai ko menavil, v'hai lo ko menavil. When you chop off his head, that's a manuvel. Like you make him not nice, he's destroying his body. Mashenka, if you stand kill him otherwise, you're not destroying his body. Therefore, it's worse to be killed by cherev than it is another way. The boy saying, if you want krav a posik, yoko v'yeni Hashem hamov salach hasidov, that it's nice in the eyes the way the chasidim die. In other words, it's not nice to die through cherev. Rav, how do we know hunger? Rav kosher mecherev. Hunger is worse than being killed by the sword. Again, the boy is saying, as svara, high come it's dire, high low come it's dire. If they starve you to death, that's a tremendous pain, tremendous tsar. You have more pain that way than having your head chopped off. He boys him if you want, Kurav a posik. Says, Toivim hoyu chale cherev, michale rov. Was better off the people that were killed through the sword than the people that were killed through hunger. And the posik ends off, Shevi, the person that's captured, Tumor says, Kosher mikulam. That's worse than all the ones before. The kulo is nayabay. Everything is here. In other words, the goyim could do whatever they want. Anything the goyim want to do, they could do. They could kill him this way, that way, starve him. So if he's captured by the goyim, that's the worst thing. Rashi says, Shevi kul ispei, shahoye biyad akum, lases lo kochevtsai, im lamovis im lecherim lerov. So therefore, it's a tremendous mitzvah to save a person for pidyon shvuyin. So that's what Rabbi did with the money. He used it for pidyon shvuyin. I got toisvis. Even though the Gemara in Bnei Yir says, "A meichrin sefer Torah el luma Torah of lisisha," you're only allowed to sell a sefer Torah if you need money, either to learn Torah or else to get married. And the Gemara there does not say for pidyon shvuyin. And here it's mashma pidyon shvuyin is a tremendous mitzvah. So Tosfos says, "Shema milsa the pshitahi lo yitzvach lemistin." That's pshita that you're allowed to sell even a sefer Torah in order to have money for pidyon shvuyin. The Chiddush is, even to learn Torah, and even to get married also, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, word like this, Kupa Shel Tzedakah, when you go to collect money to put in the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, Nigvis B'Shnayim, two people have to go around to collect the money, or Mischalekis B'Shleisha, but when they divide up the money to give it out to the Aniyim, then you need three people. Why? Nigvis b'shnayim is enough to be collected with two people. Shein oisin shrorois al ha-tzibur pochus b'shnayim. Any type of a shrora, like a ruling over the tzibur, you have to have two people to do it. Not enough one person, you need two people. Therefore, this type of an Indian of collecting the tzedakah, that's like a shrora you're appointed to collect the tzedakah, you need two people to do it. Umitchalekis b'shloisha, but when like the Bezdin, or when the people, the Gabbai Tzedakah, when they give out the Tzedakah to the different Aniyim, then you need three people, B'shloisha, Kedini Mamnis, it has a lacha like Dini Mamnis, just like Dini Mamnis needs three, here also to give out the money for Tzedakah, you have to have three. Rashi says of Meishu Kedini Mamnis, La'ayin v'loseis t'chol echot kefitz folim hatluyim bay, like you have to judge each Ani separately to see really how much money he needs. So it's a shailin Mamnis, therefore by Dini Mamnis you have to have three. Tamchui, what about when they go around to collect food to put into the kitchen, like to give out food? So nigvis b'shloisha or mischalekis b'shloisha. There, three people together went to collect the food, and it was given out with three people. Shegvuya v'chaluke shoven, because collecting it and giving it out is equal. So Rashi says it means b'chol yoim midei yoim, means every day by day the food they collected they gave out that day. K'diktoni l'kamei, like we'll learn later. Lefikach ein gvuyim b'shnayim. We don't just let them collect it with two people. So it's darchul litrach levakes eshashish lechalek. They don't have to waste time later to look for a third person to divide it out. Since it was all done the same day, like as soon as they collected the food, right away they gave out the food. So therefore, you have to have three people right away in collecting it, in order that right away you'll be able to give it out. Tam chui b'chol yoim used to collect food every day to put into the kitchen that the aniyim will come and eat from. Kupa miyara Shabbos erev Shabbos. But to collect the money for tzedakah, that they collected once a week. And they used to give out the money also once a week. Now, tamchoy lani yoylam. The tamchoy is like open kitchen, that they had food for people to come in. That was for any yoni. Any yoni that wanted to come in, even a yoni from a different city, that's here right now, he has the right to come in and eat. But kupa, the money you collected for tzedakah, that's lani yoyir. You only give it out to the neem of this city. So aniyim of another city, you don't give it out. It was collected for the aniyim here, and not for different aniyim. Those aniyim should get the money from their city. Urishoyim b'nei yu'ir, lasta is kupa tamchui, v'tamchui kupa. But the people in the city, like the Rosh Yair, they're allowed to change around, and take the money that was collected for the kupa, for the tzedakah, and buy food to give a tamchui, to give them food to eat. Or else the opposite. The food they collected, they have a right to use it for tzedakah. That's called Rishoyin V'Nayir Lasez Kupa Tamchui. From the money they can make it into food. V'Tamchu Kupa. And from the food they can make it into money. Rashi Lasez Kupa Tamchui. L'chalek Lani Oilam Im Yivun Aleim. If the Chiddush is, Rashi says Mashma, even Aniyim from other cities, even though from the Kupa Tzedakah, we don't give out to them, but if the Anshayir wants to, they're allowed to. U'lishnoisa L'chol Mashayirza. The Yan Shir is allowed to change around this money that they collected and give it to whoever they want to. Maybe even though the money was collected for the Tamchui, but when it's given over to the Yan Shir, the people in charge of the city, they're allowed to change it around and use it for any purpose of tzedakah they want to. The Taisa says, the Taisa, L'shnois l'chol ma sh'yitzo, Nila Rabbeinu Tam, Yecholim l'shnoisoi af l'dvar ha-reshus. They could even change it and use it for something that's only reshus, not even a mitzvah. Even though it says more in Erechin, Haiman de Noda, Shagla, Reznishta, if you're menadis from the gift of the shul, you're not going to change your mind anymore, give it to the Barashus. But here it's different. Here by Spice, since it was given over to the Yan Shair, there the Bailam over here, they have a right to do whatever they want with the money. But then the Gemara says, Urishoyim v'nei Yair, Lahasno et Alhamidus. The people in charge of the city, they have a right to make a Tanai to take care of the Midus, of the weights. And when people sell, how much is a pound, how much is 2 pounds, there are a lot of change around the weights. Either to make it higher, to make it heavier or less, they could make tanoim on the weights. V'yalha shorim, and upon the market price. They have a right to set the market price. If they see the prices are too high, they could lower it. If they see the prices are too low, they have a right to raise it. the Yaskar Poyalim. They have a right to make the wages that the workers deserve. If they're not getting enough, they have a right to higher it or lower it. Ulahasiya al kitza. Rashi says it means liknois es oiver al kitza zereyim. Like when the Yanshir, when they make these tenoyim, when they make these rules in the city, if people do not listen to them, they have a right to make a kenas. They have a right to take action and make a kenas upon them. Omama, what did we just say? A noisin shurorois alatzi b'pokas mishnayim. You can't have anybody rule, take an appointment, be appointed over the city, over people, over the tzibur, unless you have two people together. How do we know this from? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Kor, the pasuk says, v'hein yiku es hazov. They'll go and collect the zov. It says, hein mashma tu. It's mashma, this shurorah, this appointment, to collect the money, the gold, you needed two people. So where's Madaik now? Shurorois hudul ayavdi. That one person can't be a shrora, can't be a ruler, can't do something. But we can believe one person. Just to believe, Rashi says, Yochid liyaz gizbar. One person, after the money is collected, to be in charge, to hold the money, one person is we believe him. If so, Messiah Rabbi Chanina, it's a proof to Rabbi Chanina. To Yom, Rabbi Chanina, Maisit once happened the case, Umino Rebbe, Shnei Achin ala Kupa, Rebbe appointed two brothers to take care of the kupa tzotzdaka. And two brothers, Rashi says, legabihem nusak echadami. Like to believe them, they're not never like two eidim. Two brothers, they're krovim. We can't believe them like two. They're only believed like one. So you see, just for the question of being believed, not to collect, but just to take care of it, even one is also neman. Therefore, it's okay that he appointed like two brothers to take care, to be like the gizbar of the money. Now, my sherusa, what does it mean, sherusa? The Yomar of Nachman, Yomar of Barahua, the fish of Mamashkin and Allah Stoka. Like these people that collected Stoka, what are they doing? What kind of Shurara? Like what kind of power do they have to say, we can't give one person power, we have to only have two people do the power? What power does a person have when he collected Stoka? So Gemara says, yes, the fish of Mamashkin and Allah Stoka. That if a person does not want to give you Stoka, you have a right to take away a Mashkin from him. You could grab a Mashkin away from him. That's the power you have. So therefore, one person can't do it by himself. We need two people to go around to collect the tzedakah. And then if someone doesn't want to give tzedakah, they have a right to take away a mashkin. And if you have people be Erev Shabbos, even if it's a question of Erev Shabbos, still you have a right to take away a mashkin. Like Rashi says, Sheesh Pischa and Tel HaBalabayis Lay Matardani, that Erev Shabbos, maybe the Balabas has a right to say, listen, I'm busy now, don't bother me. No, if he doesn't want to give tzedakah now, you have a right to take away a mashkin. But the Gemara, it's not that way. Look, see, the pasuk says, "Ufakarati al kol leichatzov." Hashem will pay back for the people that press people. Rashi says, "Alma also lamashkin." You're not allowed to take away a mashkin, a pledge, even the guy made tzedakah. The Gemara says, "V'yom Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa mishmei derav v'yafilu a guy made tzedakah." That this pasuk means even a guy made tzedakah cannot take away a mashkin. So we're saying before that a guy made tzedakah could take away a mashkin. The Gemara says, "Lakashkin is no stira." I tell you, hold the yomid, hold lo yomid. If the person's omid is rich and he doesn't want to give, then we take away a mashkin from him. But when the person doesn't have money, he's poor, then you're not supposed to take away a mashkin. He heard the rova, akfele rab nosin bamori. He like forced him to give tzedakah. The shokem minei abon meyazuzel tzedakah. He forced him to give $400 for tzedakah. In other words, he had money. He was rich, so for him, he was able to force him to give money. Now the pasuk says, like the good, the maskilim, the people that are zaycha, they are like the shining of the rakia. What does that mean? What's our maskilim here? So one manima says, they dayin shedan dinemes. It goes on a dayin. If it does, the dayin, the paskin, the dinemes, lamita, the real truth. So he's zaycha maskilim yazir kazayarakia. That's cool. We'll shine out like the shine of the rakia. Then the pasuk says, the matzdiki rabbim, the people that do righteous for the rabbim, kikrechovim liyerlam v'ad. They'll stay up like stars. What does that go on? Eilu gaboy tzedakah. It goes on the gaboy tzedakah. That's called the matziki harabin. They're matzik the people that they give them the chance to give money for tzedakah. The matzik taught on the brayse we learned. Vayamaskilim yaziru kazar harkiya zedayin shru shadan denem aslamitoi. The gaboy tzedakah. Even the gaboy tzedakah also goes b'chlal this first pasuk in maskilim yaziru kazar harkiya. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Umatziki a rabbin kachovim liyolam vad. The people are matzik the rabbin. They'll always stay like stars. Eilu tamalam de tinoikis. This goes on the rebellion. The people that teach children Torah, they're called matziki a rabbin. the Goyin man, who's called the real Matzik, who's called the good Malamet Tanoikis, who's called the Matzik or Rabim, man Omar Rav to Goyin Rav Shmuel Bashelis, like a Rebbe, like a Shmuel Bashelis. The Rav, Ashkechel Rav Shmuel Bashelis, the Avikoye Beginsei. Rav met this Terebi, Rav Shmuel Bashelis, in a garden, in the Gino. Omalai, so he said to him, Shafka Selyamusa, they're like, you quit your job, like what are you doing here looking in the garden? You're supposed to be a Rebbe. How come you're not learning with your Talmidim? Omalai said back like this, listen, it's 13 years already that I did not see my garden. Even now that I'm looking at my Gino, you should know that my mind is upon my Talmidim. That's called a Rebbe. That no matter what he's doing the whole day, his mind is always upon those Talmidim to make sure or think of different ways how to make them learn good. More of Rabbonimai, where Rashi says, Talmid Chachamim Oiskim B'Torah Talmid. Mike Sivu, what does the Pesukim talk about a Talmud Chacham that learns Torah the whole time? Omer Ravina. Ravina says, the Pesuk says, V'yoy Havol, Kitzeis Hashem is Begrosai. That Hashem loves him like the sun is coming out of his strength. Tana Rabbon, Ka'avoy Yitztoko, Ein Rishoyim Lifroish Zeh Mizeh. When they go to collect tzedakah, it has to be two together, they're not allowed to separate. They can't have one go down this street, one go down another street. Again, because the Biyah Chashadra, she says, that people come to say they're collecting by themselves. Like in the same chutzah, though, one could go to collect from the people by the shar, and one by the people in the chanus. And since they can see one another, then it's okay. Let's say when these two people collecting the tzedakah finds money in the street, and they want to pick up and keep it for themselves like it's their own money, still, they're not going to put the money now in their own pocket. Because people will be choshed, it's tzedakah money that they're putting in their own pocket. They have to right now put it into the pishka they're holding for tzedakah. When they go home, then yitlam, then they'll take that dollar they found for their own pocket. The same thing runs also like this. If you owe somebody, you lend somebody money, he owes you money, and he paid it back to you now in the middle of the street, again, and you're in the meantime going around collecting tzedakah, so you're not allowed to put that money that the person paid back for the loan, you can't put it into your pocket, because people will be choshed, it's tzedakah money that you're taking for yourself. Rather right now, show tzedakah right now, put it into the pushka, because basically, when you go home, you'll take it for yourself. Turn around, what about this? Let's say the Gabbai collected stalker, and this week there are no Aniyim to give out the money. And they collected it in prutois of Nechoshes. Now, Nechoshes, copper coins don't stay too long. It gets spoiled. So they want to change it over now into better silver coins. The locher is, Pertim liyacherim vien Pertim liyatman. They have to change it over by somebody else and not by themselves. Even though they themselves, the Gabbai, have silver coins, they can't change it over by themselves. Because people will think they're taking the money for themselves. The same thing, Gabbai Tamchui, the people that collected the food to give out. Shein lem aniyim lechalik. They have no aniyim to give it out to today. So the food, they should sell the food and keep the money to give it out later. So Merchon Acherim, they have to sell the food to other people. The Merchon Liatzim, they can't sell it for themselves. Again, there's a Maris sign, people think they're keeping it for themselves. Moyer Shel Tzedakah, Ein Moyner Neistam Shtayim Elachasachas. You can't count bills two at a time. You have to count each one, one. People shouldn't be choshed like you're missing, you're not counting well the money at Stokka. Omer Abaye, May Reish at the beginning, lo yehev yosiv mar atzive devei kenishta. He didn't want to sit down at the mat in the shul, because the mat was bought for money at Stokka. So you think about it, they have no right to take it for themselves. It has to be given out for the aniyim and not to be put for a mat in the shul. But kiv un disham alohod de tanya. Since he learned that, once he heard what we learned before, that the Anshayir has the right to change and use the money for whatever they want to. Have a Yosef. But then he understood who bought the mats for the shul? The Anshayir. They have a right to change around the stock of money and do whatever they want with it. So if they went to buy the mats for the shul, they have a right to do that. Therefore, the people now have a right to sit on the mats in the shul. Therefore, he also sat there. Over Abayo. The beginning, when he ran around to collect stock, he used to have two different pushkas. Chad l'aniyah the Yalma, one to give out to the aniyim of any city, the chad l'aniyah the Masa, and he had a special pushka to give out to the aniyim in this city. And because people gave different amounts, they gave more money for the aniyim here than for aniyim other places. But Kivu the Shomalo, once he heard over, Lord, the Yomale Shmuel, the Rav Taklifa, Baravimi, Ovid Kakisa. Then he only had one pushka. And the one pushka was like this. All right, turn over.